రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 10 వర్స్ 11. శ్రీ భగవాను వాచ నైకాంతి నోమే మై జాతి హాసిస ఆశాసతే ముత్రచ ఏ భవద్విద తథాభిమన్వంతరం ఏతదత్ర దైత్యేశ్వరానాం అనుభుక్ష భోగాన్. చూడబడ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్, మై డియర్ ప్రహ్లాద్, ఏ డివోటీ లైక్ యూ నెవర్ డిజైర్స్ ఎనీ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ ఒపులెన్సెస్ ఐదర్ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్. నందిలెస్ ఐ ఆర్డర్ యూ టు ఎంజాయ్ ది ఒపులెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది డీమన్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ యాక్టింగ్ యాజ్ యర్ కింగ్ అంటిల్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ది డ్యూరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది టైమ్ ఆక్యుపైడ్ బై మను. ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్, మై డియర్ ప్రహ్లాద్, ఏ డివోటీ లైక్ యూ నెవర్ డిజైర్స్ ఎనీ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ ఒపులెన్స్ ఐదర్ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్. నందిలెస్ ఐ ఆర్డర్ యూ టు ఎంజాయ్ ది ఒపులెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది డీమన్స్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ యాక్టింగ్ యాజ్ దర్ కింగ్ అంటిల్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ది డ్యూరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది టైమ్ ఆక్యుపైడ్ బై మను. పర్పోర్ట్. వన్ మను లివ్స్ ఫర్ ఎ డ్యూరేషన్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ క్యాలిక్యులేటెడ్ టు బి ఎన్ అగ్రిగేట్ ఆఫ్ 71 యుగా సైకిల్స్, ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ విచ్ ఈక్వల్స్ టు 43 lakhs ఆఫ్ ఇయర్స్. ఆల్ ది ఎథిస్టిక్ మెన్ లైక్ టు ఎంజాయ్ మెటీరియల్ ఒపులెన్స్, దే ఎండివర్ విత్ గ్రేట్ ఎనర్జీ టు బిల్డ్ బిగ్ రెసిడెన్స్, రోడ్స్, సిటీస్, ఫ్యాక్టరీస్. అన్ఫార్చునేట్లీ దే కెనాట్ లివ్ మోర్ దెన్ 80 or 90, ఎట్ ది అట్మోస్ట్ 100 ఇయర్స్. ఆల్ ద ది మెటీరియల్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ సో మచ్ ఎనర్జీ టు క్రియేట్ ఎ కింగ్డమ్ ఆఫ్ హల్యూసినేషన్స్, ఈజ్ అనేబుల్ టు ఎంజాయ్ for more than a few years. However, because Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee, the Lord allowed him to enjoy material opulence as the king of the materialists. Prahlad Maharaj had taken birth in the family of Hiranyakashipu, who was the topmost materialist. And since Prahlad was bona fide heir of his father, the Supreme Lord allowed him to enjoy the kingdom created by his father for so many years that no materialist could calculate them. A devotee does not have to desire material opulence, but if he is a pure devotee, there is ample opportunity to for him enjoy material happiness also without personal endeavor. Therefore, everyone is advised to take to devotional service under all circumstances. If one desires material opulence, he can also become a pure devotee and his desires will be fulfilled. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, 3, 10. Akama sarvakamava mokshakama udharadi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Whether one desires everything or nothing, whether he desires to merge into the existence of the Lord, he is intelligent only if he worships Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, by rendering transcendental loving service. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Salakaya Kachurum Dalitam Yena Tatmai Suvaralama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Sadhukam Yena Bhutale వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురు వైష్ణవాచ్యూపం సాగ్రజాతం సాగరం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పర్యనసైతం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sarvam Lalita Sri Vishakhanutam Sa Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhamiti Devi Vrindavanamari Kire Vancha Kalpatavibhyasya Kripasindhubhaya Vaja Paditanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So we are all in this material world, although we are eternal spiritual beings, we are in this material world because we want to be independent of the Lord. We cannot be independent of the Lord because everything is provided and maintained by the Lord. That's why the Lord will create an illusion. You have this body, it's not that independently you manufactured your body. You wanted to be independent of the Lord, all right. Krishna has given you a place. The Bhagavatam gives the description. The whole existence is a material sky. You find clouds here and there in the sky. In the vast sky, how big, how much place the clouds can occupy? Nothing. No? Because your Nellore city is clouded. But you have some cloud technology. So you have to tell more things about clouds. So it looks like the whole sky is clouded. But you call up somebody in United States. My dear sir, the whole sky is clouded. He'll say, what are you talking? The sky is very clear here. Not that just you have to call America. Here you call Kavali. Because the clouds generally cover our vision, not the sky. That the clouds are very insignificant in the unlimited sky. The sky has no limits. Let's say one who has unlimited desires, say, the limit is the sky. Your desires can be limited, but the sky is still unlimited. So the point is, we cannot do anything independent of the Lord. So, how do you get desires? We don't even know what to desire. The people have many desires for sense gratification. The Bhagavad Gita, the 13th chapter, it says, Purusha Prakriti Stohi Bhunkte Prakriti Jan Gunan Karanam Gunasangasya Sad Asad Yoni Janmasu. We are secondary Purusha. The original Purusha is Govinda. Govindam ఆది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. ది ఒరిజినల్ ఎంజాయర్, దట్ మీన్స్ వీఆర్ నాట్ ది ఒరిజినల్ ఎంజాయర్, వీఆర్ సెకండరీ ఎంజాయర్స్. దట్ మీన్స్ వీ వాంట్ టు ఎంజాయ్ బికాస్ వీఆర్ పార్ట్ అండ్ పార్సల్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్. ది సోల్ ఈజ్ పార్ట్ అండ్ పార్సల్ ఆఫ్ ది సుప్రీం సోల్. న్యాచురల్లీ యాజ్ పార్ట్ అండ్ పార్సల్ we have the same qualities as the Lord. So we want to be independent, we want to be the enjoyers, and we want to be the proprietors. Say people like proprietor. Who is the proprietor? Owner. So people know we come for a while. In eternity, what is the percentage of 100 years? If the eternity versus 100 years, is there any significance to 100 years? Eternity, time is endless, and like a bubble, you come, pop and go. But we are so attached to this 100 years, and we are so attached to enjoying in these 100 years. And our enjoyment is false enjoyment, material enjoyment is false enjoyment, because it doesn't last. You try and try and try and try. Like finding water in the mirage, Murugatrishna, Endamavali. There is no water there. That means we are in ignorance. To be enjoyer, it is your nature. And it is not bad, because we are not dead objects. We are conscious. The soul is recognized by the consciousness. Consciousness is the symptom of the soul. So, if you are a conscious person, naturally you desire to enjoy. So the question is, you want to be independent enjoyer? Not possible, because you have no independence. When we say we have freedom, we have independence, it means we have relative freedom. Relative freedom means either you can stay here or go there. Or in the material world you stay here, or you go, you stay somewhere else. Or you can stay in the material world, or you be in the spiritual world. You exist, but your existence is not independent, because you are part and parcel. You are a bhinna amsha. We are all creation of God. So the desire to enjoy, the desire to be free, the desire to be proprietor, that is our nature. But what kind of proprietor can you be? What kind of enjoyer can you be? What kind of freedom? In ignorance, we don't know the answers for these questions. So you can be free, but not free from the loss of material nature. You are not free to do anything and everything. So when the Vaishnavas use the word freedom, freedom from the stringent laws of material nature, like loss of the prison. You have to submit to the laws of the prison or you can get out of the prison. As long as you are in the prison, you have to submit to the laws of the prison. And if you don't want to be in the prison, then you attain the eligibility to be out of prison. Why do people be in prison? People are in prison because they have violated the law. So our freedom is whether you voluntarily, naturally follow the laws of Krishna, which are called nature's laws. You voluntarily follow, then you will not be imprisoned. Imprisonment means birth, disease, old age and death. This is imprisonment. People many times think this is natural. They say, oh, probably you will get old, you will become sick. So what? It is natural. If it is natural, then why you want to defend yourself from death? If death is natural, then you just walk in the middle of the road. Why you want to avoid death? So death can come by accident, unnatural death. Death can come naturally, even if you want to protect yourself by all means, like Hiranyakashipu. But you could not avoid death. So the point is, freedom from material nature. The material nature is not our original place. We are aliens. We are foreigners. We talk when you stay in India and you see a gore, gora gori, and you see and fair complexion. And you see that these are foreigners. The Chinese come, Americans come, Australians come, what do you say? They are foreigners because they are not born in India, you call them foreigners. So similarly, we are all foreigners because we are all born here. The American may not have born in India, but he is born in this material world. It's not that from time immemorial, he is there, because we are changing bodies. It may be true, Nitya Baddha, that means you are always in the material world. But is it in the same body? Is it in the same body? No. You are in the material world for anadikal, from time immemorial. You are in this material world. That's what Krishna tells Arjuna. When in the fourth chapter, Arjuna inquires, you said you have given this knowledge to sun god before, when your age is only 35 and sun god is there from the beginning of the creation, how can I understand? Because Arjuna and Krishna are like similar age. But Krishna is saying in the beginning, I gave this knowledge to sun god, your son. ఇమం వ్యవస్థతే యోగం ప్రోక్తవానాహమయే వివస్వాన్ మనవే ప్రాహ మను ఇక్ష్వాకువే భరవే ఏం పరంపరా ప్రాప్తం ఇమం రాజర్షి యోగిదు సకాలే మే మాత యోగో నష్ట పరంతప సయేవాయం మయాతి అద్య యోగా ప్రోక్త పురాతన భక్తోస్మే సఖాచేతి రహస్యమేత. దెన్ అర్జున వాచ అపరం భవతో జన్మ పరం జన్మా వివస్వత కథామేతం ద్విజాని యో తమాదో ప్రోక్తవాని. హౌ కెన్ ఐ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఇస్ ఆస్కింగ్ because you are just 35 years, I wonder, and Krishna at that time, when Bhagavad Gita was spoken, Krishna was actually 125 years. That means Arjuna was also of similar age. But Vivaswan was millions and millions of years before. Then Krishna says, బహునే మే వ్యతీతాన్ని జన్మాని తవ చార్జున తానం వేద సర్వాణి నత్వం వేద పరంతప. మహిళార్జున్ జస్ట్ లైక్ యు ఆర్ 125 years, ఐఎమ్ 125 years, బట్ ది డిఫరెన్స్ ఈస్ ఐ నో ప్యాస్ట్ అండ్ ప్రజెంట్ అండ్ ఫ్యూచర్ బికాజ్ మై బాడీ ఈస్ unborn. Krishna and Arjuna were born in the material world. But Krishna's birth was transcendental, divya. Janma karma chane divyam. But it looks like, I was talking to that Ravi Kiran, your SP friend, big officer. So he was asking the same thing. Like, Krishna was also born and Krishna also died. The same. I said, Krishna was born. That birth is transcendental. But Krishna was not dead. Krishna, he vanished. He disappeared. Antardhan. Krishna disappeared. We die leaving the body here and we get into another body. Again the process begins. But Krishna's body, Ram, he appeared as Krishna. It's not that Krishna changes the body. Your body entirely changes. But Krishna's body, Ram coming as Krishna, Krishna, at one time, can Krishna, to his Ram Bhaktas, he can appear as Ram or not? So Krishna is there. Actually that pastime is there. Hanuman, he was attached to the form of Ram. But Hanuman could not accept, Hanuman went to Dwaraka and he could not accept Krishna. This is not my Lord. My Lord is greenish in color. But here it is cloudish black. Cloud black. So, this is not my Lord. And then suddenly Krishna changed his color. Not that Krishna applied some paint or Krishna disappeared and came back as Ram. No, same Krishna. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sapta Prahariya Leela. Sapta Prahariya means, Prahara means 3 hours. Time duration called prahara. So in the day there are 8 praharas, 8 into 3, 24. Sapta prahara means 7 into 3, 21 hours. That means one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he exhibited his Bhagavata. Generally he was going like a devotee, Bhakta, Bhagavan. Suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, okay, he is Bhagavan, but he was pretending to be, he was playing the role of a devotee. But many people identified, this cannot be a devotee. This is the Supreme Lord in the form of a devotee. So they were not considering Gauranga Mahaprabhu as their colleague or their friend. They all had complete surrender and submission to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was behaving like a devotee, he was washing the clothes of others, he was bowing down to others, and he was decorated with the qualities of a devotee, humility, surrender, things like that. But devotees, they all understood, this is not a great devotee, so this is the very personality of Godhead, who is in the guise of a devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied, only for letting the conditioned souls not imitate him. Publicly he always refused, "I am not God." Whenever people address him as God, he will say, "Vishnu, Vishnu, how can you call a living entity as God?" But devotees, if anybody practices pure devotion, there is a joke. We say devotees can realize Krishna as God because they follow what is said in Bhagavad Gita, and then Krishna reveals. What is said in Bhagavad Gita? Bhaktya tananaya sakya aham evam vidarjuna jnatum darshuncha tatvena praveshtuncha parantapa. Krishna is saying. So there is no way you can understand Krishna is God. You have to follow the parampara, you have to practice devotional service, and you have to be patient. Why devotees should be patient? Because Krishna is God, whether he reveals it or not, he is God. It's up to him when he wants to reveal himself. So the devotees, they are completely confident, they are patient. This Gauranga Mahaprabhu is God, and he just surrender. Whatever, it's up to him how he wants to behave. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased because they have passed the test. They have patience. Patience is the hallmark of a devotee. Can you say, you want to have darshan of God? So can you lose patience? No, I am chanting for 40 years. I did not see that, so you want to give it up? No. No. Why devotees don't give up? For 40, you ask me, 40 years I am there. Or did you get any glimpse? Glimpse of darshan? Nothing. Then we are just blindly following. It is true, I did not get even a glimpse of darshan. But just like dawn. When it is dawn, what is dawn? Dawn and dusk, sunrise. So we do 4:30 or 5 o'clock. Like daily, we offer our pranam. At that time, are you seeing the sun? In the morning, when you are saying, Yachakshureta Savita Sakala Grahana. Are you seeing at the time the full sun, the disk? But we see the difference from the night and the daybreak. It's called twilight. Twilight means it is not completely dark like night. It is not completely bright like day. Still you say it is daybreak. Daybreak means you see all the sun has not risen, but be about to rise, the sun. So much prakash, illumination comes. No? We call it daybreak. The night is gone, no. Day began. So similarly, no devotee may say, I have seen Krishna. But still they are very adamant, very strong, very convincing. Why? What's up? Because you see the effects, just like when it is gone, the full sun has not come up, but the already illumination is there. So a devotee, when he is chanting Hare Krishna, he is seeing the results, effects. He has not seen Krishna, but the effects of the personality of Godhead. Why are we chanting Hare Krishna? Because it is delivering us from the bondage, which is freedom. Freedom, it is not absolute freedom. Our freedom is either you want to be in the prison or outside the prison. In the prison, you are governed by the laws of the prison. Outside the prison, you voluntarily follow the laws of the government. Prison laws and government laws. So you follow the government laws. You don't have to go into the prison. That means the citizens who are outside the prison, they are totally free, or they are following the laws and regulations. They are following. They did not go into the prison, that's all. So that is called freedom. And devotees, I told you, we all want to be free. We all want to be independent. So we are not independent. Simply, we are dependent on the material energy of the Lord, or we are dependent on the spiritual energy of the Lord. The Bhagavad Gita says, Mahatmas. Mahatmanasu mampada daivim prakriti masita. If you are not Mahatma, what prakriti will take shelter? Mahatmanasu mampada daivim prakriti masita. Amahatmana mampada maya prakriti asita. We are taking shelter of the maya. That you are not independent. Similarly, we want to be enjoyers, we want to be proprietors. Suppose you ask somebody, do you have any disease? You may mention some bodily disease. Or you may say, because you don't have any bodily disease, you may say, no, I don't have any disease. Or you may say, I have this. Some bodily disease, a skin disease, a nose disease, eye disease. But everyone in this world is diseased. What kind of disease? That we should not say I am the proprietor or I am the enjoyer. We should not say. Because we are not, we are neither the proprietor nor the enjoyer. But everybody says, what do you like? I like this. What do you have? In the bank, I have this. So, our disease is Iswaroham Aham Bhogi. Everyone in this world is afflicted in this disease. If you don't have Iswaroham, Aham Bodhi, then you will not be in this material world. Or how to recognize a liberated soul in the material world. Is it right? We are all diseased, so we have the tendency, Iswaroham, I am the Lord and proprietor. Aham Bhogi, I am the enjoyer. Most of us. But devotees are also here. Prabhupada was also here. We are saying, we all have the disease. The disease is, we want to be enjoyer and the proprietor, which we are not. But devotees are also here in this world. So you cannot equate yourself, or you cannot equate the devotees with yourself. No, he is also having a body. So how can you say he is any different from us? People are puzzled to recognize devotees. The devotees are also eating, sleeping. They are also doing business, making money. Then how is that you call him a non-devotee and you call him a devotee? Because a devotee, he has no consciousness that I am the Lord and Master or I am the enjoyer. Is that right? That is a devotee. Difference between devotees also have big properties. Like here, Prahlad Maharaj was blessed by Narasimha Dev. Hiranyakashipu was trying to enjoy his lifetime. But Prahlad Maharaj was given the enjoyment not for that duration of life only. He said, Manvantara. Manvantara means Prabhupada mentioned. What is duration of Manvantara? Lifetime of a Manu. The lifetime of Manu is that 71 Divya Yugas make one Manvantara. One Divya Yuga is one Satya Yuga, one Treta Yuga, one Dwapara Yuga, and one Kali Yuga. A cycle of four is called one Divya Yuga. And like that, 71. People cannot even think of living. Can you live one whole Kali Yuga? In if Kali Yuga is 4,32,000 years, 4,32,000 years, in 1,000 how many hundreds will be there? 10 hundreds make 1,000. Ten hundreds, that means 4,32,000 years. 4,31,000 years you just live. 1,000 years. That means even in 1,000 years you take birth, even if you live for 100 years, you take 10 times you will take birth. And Prahlad Maharaj was blessed by the Lord that you enjoy this material world 71 into one Divya Yuga. That means mind-boggling calculation. So it is not unbelievable, it is not surprising because Krishna can do anything. So the point is, devotees always, they will be the understanding, I am a custodian. Is there a difference between custodian and a proprietor? The clerk is a custodian. The superintendent is a custodian. Okay, proprietor is somebody else, he has employed many people. So a devotee is clear in his understanding, I am not the employer, I am an employee. I am not the proprietor, I am a subordinate. So that means it's a change of consciousness that makes you a devotee. Not that you give up everything, now I have given up everything, I am not the proprietor. What do you have that you can give up? If you have something you can give up, you came empty-handed into this world, and you have to go empty-handed out of this world. And meanwhile he said, the 16 acres is mine, I am giving it up. But you brought 16 acres, then you take birth of it, no? Foolishly you claimed 16 acres as yours. So then your understanding is not proper, you say, I am giving up. How many? 16 acres. What is your land?
16.
Without knowing, I just said 16 and he says, I own 16 acres. So is the Krishna owner or you are the owner?
Krishna owner.
So then what are you? Custodian. Custodian means you employ somebody. So you are sitting here, your land is taken care by some, you have appointed somebody to do agriculture and give me the report. It is called a custodian. So one thing is enjoy. Now we cleared what it means to be a owner. We cannot be. Original owner is Krishna and we are custodians. Krishna said, all right, for 80 years you maintain this 16 acres. And after 18 years you should return it back to Krishna. Even if you don't return, you will be kicked out. Krishna claims it back. It's not yours. That's clear. And then the enjoyer. We all want to enjoy our life. But our misunderstanding or our ignorance is that we want to be prime enjoyer. That is, Adi Purusha means prime enjoyer. Krishna is the prime enjoyer. We are second, like we make nice feast because of your nice seva yesterday. You did not demand. Did you demand for a feast today? No. You just want to, we are servants of Krishna himself. And Krishna wanted to give you a feast. So he got nice feast. With all my devotees, now you take. Krishna, can we sit with Krishna and eat? After Krishna eats, we have to eat. Can we sit, suppose a plate made for Krishna and a plate made for you? No, after Krishna completes his eating, then you have to eat. Is it right? It's not that. What is offering means? Offering means nobody should eat until Krishna eats. So, we are also enjoying the food. Whether you offer it or not, you are eating. Now, today they made vegetable palav, they made vada, they made sukhi. Wait for 5 minutes. It's all made. But first, nicely, Krishna is given that feast. Now we can all go and eat. So that means we are not eating along with Krishna. We are eating after Krishna. That is called secondary enjoyer. Secondary enjoyer means you recognize this belongs to Krishna and Krishna should enjoy it. And whatever Krishna gives me, that you will enjoy. Then you are enjoying. But whatever Krishna gives you, that you can enjoy. Then you are not a competitor to Krishna. That's why here, Hiranyakasipu wanted to be proprietor in India, kicked out, killed, finished. His enjoyment was stopped. But Prahlad, he was not trying to be proprietor in India, but Krishna made him the proprietor, or even custodian, for 71 Divya Yugas. And Krishna, if we enjoy, what happens? We become impotent. So you try to enjoy. Say, like you are eating, you will eat now. After eating, another feast comes. Can you say, I can eat this also? Suppose, up to the throat, he ate. And then Tirthashama gave you the feast. And Rajasrama said, I also want to give feast. Important means you cannot enjoy it. But suppose for Krishna, Seshama offers, and Rajasrama says, I also want to offer. Can Krishna enjoy or not? Krishna can enjoy, but you cannot. So if you try to enjoy, we become impotent. That means, because you are not the enjoyer, you cannot go beyond. So, if you really want to enjoy material life also, we should be with the understanding, if Krishna sanctions, I will enjoy. If Krishna doesn't sanction, I will not enjoy. So enjoyment tendency, you don't have to give it up. But you submit, you depend. That's called secondary enjoyership. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram. Tirandara Sivan Bhagavatam.